الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صل على
محمد وعلى آل محمد.
Monday the 1st of November 1989. Last time we arrived, or we were in Surah Al-Baqarah in verse number 23. وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِنْ مِثْلِهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِنْ مِثْلِهِ وَادْعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Now here, at this stage, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting forward a challenge. Now this challenge has not been mentioned once, but several times in the Holy Quran, where Allah openly says that even if humankind were to join hands with jinns, they would never come up with something like the Holy Quran. Right? In actual fact, the Quran is what we know as mu'jiza, a miracle. Right? Now, today we'll probably just look at the concept of mu'jiza as to what it is, what does it stand for, how does it come forward, and so on. First of all, alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. First of all, it is important to understand what we know as a miracle. What do we call a mu'jiza? Any phenomenon that we don't understand, we try to call it mu'jiza if it is related to religion. So for example, if you take a sick child, the father of a sick child takes the child next to the haram of the Zainab alayhi salam, ties the child to the haram of the Zainab alayhi salam for the whole night with this intention in mind, that alaykum salam, that I will not leave from here, with this prayer in mind, that I will not leave from here until my child is cured. And true enough, after 2 hours or before dawn, the child is cured. And they call it a mu'jiza. Now is that a mu'jiza or not? What do you guys think? Haram of Bibi Zainab alayhi salam. Forget that haram of the Holy Prophet. You ask for a prayer and you see it answered. You see something happen that could not have happened in normal circumstances. You see a person who has incurable disease cured. You pray, it takes some time. It takes, you know, 3 months, 4 months, but suddenly you find a cure disease. So you know this is the answer to your prayers. I'm talking of that demand that you put on, say, Imam Ali al-Islam or Imam Hussain al-Islam or Bibi Zainab alayhi salam, and say, this child will not go. And mind you, this demand is not put by religious people. Huh? This demand is put by people who believe in Bibi Zainab alayhi salam's powers, or powers of Imam Ali al-Islam, and say, no, these people who may not even pray. Muslims, Shias. Is that a miracle? It is not a miracle. And that is why I think we have to just define what is a miracle in order to understand. And also understand that how somebody can do miracles, when, what, why, and how it is related to the system of Allah in which He has created us. First of all,
if that is not a miracle, it's something, what is it?
Yeah, I'll come to that. First of all, miracle, mu'jiza, comes from the word ajaza in Arabic. Ajaza, it means something that we cannot do. We are helpless, right? So ajaz means something you cannot do. So mu'jiza is anything that cannot happen normally.
Ijaz
is the name of Muslim. Ijaz is from the word ajaza, which literally means that it cannot be done. And ajaztu an dhalik, that means I could not do it. Right? Mu'jiza is something, Sayyid al-Salaam. Mu'jiza is something, a phenomenon, that, call it whatever you may, is something that you cannot do. But technically, mu'jiza is only produced when it is giving credibility to the claim of messengership. Nothing else. So therefore, whatever ma'ajiz, plural of mu'jiza, are there in recorded history, are only those that were brought by messengers of Allah. So when Prophet Musa was told, you strike your staff as you turn into a snake, that was a sign, because that was a sign that Allah gave him to go to Fir'aun. When Prophet Isa al-Islam could mold a bird out of clay and then just blow onto it and the bird would fly away, as it says in the Holy Quran, or when he could revive the dead, all these were miracles because they were phenomena to prove his claim of messengership. Mind you, I emphasize that these miracles are not to prove the truth in the message. The truth in the message is proved by logic and intellect. They are there to prove only the authenticity of the messenger, not the message. The truth contained in the message is self-explanatory. It appeals to the fitrat that is there in everybody's creation. Allah creates us with fitrat. And therefore, what happens is that the mu'jiza is only there to prove the claim of the messenger that I am truly a messenger sent from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anything else outside mu'jiza, strange phenomena we do not understand, strange things that we cannot explain according to normal behavior, is called what we would call in Arabic karamat. And karama is what we know or what we see as favors or beneficiaries, whatever we call it. When something like that happens that we discussed, ki haram of Zainab alayhi salam, and the father says, this child, I will not take him out from here until he is cured. That is karama from Zainab alayhi salam. It is not a mu'jiza. Because a mu'jiza is only used to make credible the claim of messengership. That's all. So the last mu'jiza that we know is a
Where is this definition of mu'jiza?
Sorry?
Where is this definition?
The Arabic definition. This is there in a hadith.
Does the Quran call these mu'jiza? Does it call it ayat?
The Quran calls it ayat.
Then doesn't call it mu'jiza. So why do we call it mu'jiza?
Mu'jiza is that the Arabic term used for something that ordinary people cannot do. What we have done is we have now labeled that term into everything we cannot explain. You see, the best argument brought forward is that, for example, Moon Ma Ali Nunam Dekesh, right? Moon Ma Ali Nunam Dekesh, Imam Ali Islam. Then you see this picture on the internet, yeah? So the question is this a miracle? Tomatoes, man. You saw for pictures in the local newspapers. Tomatoes, man. Tomato, kai pata la ilaha illallah. Sydney, my jar says, Yeruku Karachi, Yakuta Karachi. Is this a miracle? Fine. If you define that as a miracle is used to prove something. What is it to prove? Therefore, it can't be a miracle. You see, every prophet who came with a message was asked to prove the authenticity, to verify they are messengers of Allah. as if I make a claim, I have this, or I know this. The first thing is, prove it. Do something that makes us believe that you are truly the messenger of Allah. And therefore, all those things that took place by the prophets of Allah, preempting even the demand from no ordinary people, right, sometimes. Like the case of Prophet Isa al-Islam, talking as a child, was an indication, was a sign that this person is not an ordinary person. And then he grew up to revive the dead, to cure the sick and so on, at a time when that was not possible, that was out of the world.
What about those things which are supernatural? Some people, even in the Prophet's time, tell the future. Is that supernatural thing a miracle, or is it an ability?
Again, my definition of miracle takes us to the same thing. That the miracle is used to prove the messengership from Allah, nothing else. So, what is that? We'll explain. I asked for this pen specially because we need to understand how these actions then take place. If a miracle is only used to prove the authenticity of a prophet, of a messenger, then all these other phenomena that we see, we have heard of, we have reports beyond any doubt. Right? Karama. How can that be done? Who does that? Right? And in order to understand that, we have to understand the system in which Allah has created us. In which Allah has the concept of cause and effect and the concept of qadr and qada that we will see tomorrow. Right? In light of that, we will be able to understand our mojizo che, baki hoga the karama. Now, before I go, one interesting point that has just come up, though you may not have paid attention to, is that miracles are something that ordinary human beings cannot come up with. Agree? Number two,
ever.
Miracles are used to... Sorry?
Ever, only in that time.
That's the question. Is it ever or only in that time? Because, say for example, Prophet Isa al-Islam used to cure the dead, right? To cure the sick, right? Now, don't you think that medicine either has arrived at that technology or will arrive in the near future at a technology that it will be able to cure the sick as Prophet Isa used to do? So, Prophet Isa's miracles are outdated now? Are they not miracles? Are they not miracles for us? Is our Prophet
Islam? Yeah, the Quran was then about till Qiyamah, so that miracle cannot be duplicated.
That, exactly, that miracle cannot be duplicated. Quran, although that can be duplicated.
Yeah,
exactly. That is why, when I explain you the concept of now bear this question in mind, okay, towards the end of the lesson, as we explain how these things work, we will be able to understand and answer this same question, okay, is it ever or not, right? I know I'm writing in Arabic, yeah, but I'll give you the English words, illa and ma'lul. Illa is cause, ma'lul is effect. So every action, every phenomenon that you see is an effect that can be described by a cause. Right? One effect can have several causes. Agree? One effect to take place can have one cause, or in other words, in simple English terms, right? To have something, ma'lul, the effect, you will need several conditions to be fulfilled. If one of them is missing, this will not take place. Right? For example, I want to light a fire. Last time we discussed this, I want to light a fire. Right? I have to make sure there is fuel, there is igniter, ignition, right? Then there is enough air, not too much of it, well, there is too much wind, it won't light. There is too little oxygen, it won't light. That's all. Any one of these factors, if it is not there, the fire will not take. Okay? So, actions have effect. The effect is caused by several things, several factors in it together. And one of them is the human being, the inside. Voila! If I want to light a fire and the fuel is not there, I am there to light the fire, but the fuel is not there, I will not be able to light the fire. And therefore, insan is just one factor in all these so many factors that will ultimately result in that fact. Right? Now, mu'jiza is something that goes through these factors. Without the time factor involved. Without the time factor involved. You see, all these things, you look at these factors, there is one very important factor, and that is Ithnullah, God's permission. You don't have God's permission, nothing will work. Right? Now, God's permission in the set of factors, the circumstances that will lead to the effect, is one paramount factor. If this is not there, nothing will happen. Right? How does this come in? It has to be understood in light of qadr and this is just introduction. We will come back to mu'jiza again to define in these terms. Right? Now, what do you understand by qadr and falah? Give me predestination, give me fate, give me whatever. I want a common lay-term explanation. So what do you ask? What do you understand by qadr and falah? I have not heard such a simple explanation that I found in the Bible explanation. All the confusion that has been, you know, shrouded the issue of qadr and qada, and what is qadr and qada? Yeah, when something happens, yeah, qada and qadr. In one hadith, one small hadith by Imam Ali al-Islam, the whole concept becomes so clear, so clear. Especially if you understand this. These factors, right? That lead to this action, this effect. These factors are called qadr, and this effect is called qada. Simple. Qadr of Allah is that, my dear friend, if you find fire and you put your foot in it, fire will burn you. The qadr of Allah is that fire burns. You put your foot, you have a fire, the result, you will burn your foot, right? So, qada, if you burn your foot in fire, if you control this, this is where you have control. If you control this, then something else will happen. For example, Imam Ali al-Islam was sitting next to a wall that was about to fall, a wall that was about to break. So Imam Ali al-Islam saw that this wall was about to fall down. He stood up and he moved away from the wall. So his companions told him, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, atahrabu min al-qada'i al-qadr? Are you running away from the fate destined for you? Right? So Imam said, Wayhak, inni ahrabu min qada'i Allah ila qadri. Now, this is how he differentiated it. He said, I am running away from the qada of Allah to his qadr. Right? Now, the qada was because the wall was shaking, about to fall. Because Imam Ali al-Islam was sitting next to it, and the wall would fall down. The qada was that if the wall fell down, qadr, the wall fell down, and then he would have been hurt or fell down. Right? When he moves, so he changed this one. He changed this and therefore this did not exist. So he says, I escaped from that qada, that if I had sat down here, it would have fallen down on me and I would have died. I escaped from this qada to go into qadr of Allah, change things so you have a different qada. Qada is something that is definitely going to take place based on the laws set down by Allah. Ki aaj ye mara matha upar diwar pare, the whole world falls on me, I die. Right? But qadr is where I make moves. Now I have done something to change the qada of Allah. Have I changed the qada physically? I have just changed the factors here. And therefore the result is strange.
No.
This is qada.
No.
This is qada.
So I don't understand. Thing is, if you are sitting on the wall, you will fall on you, so you will be hurt. But if you move into the factors, you're not changing anything, because if it's going to fall, gravity will, it will still fall. You're just not there, so the qada will still happen, but not on you, it will just fall on the floor.
So the qada on me is different.
It's a different qada. The first qada.
I'm not talking of the qada of the wall. I'm talking on me.
Relating to the
concept. Have we got through life and we have different things happening to us?
Those people would have stood there and let the wall fall on them.
Can you imagine the mentality? قضاء, are you تهرب من قضاء الله? Are you running away from the قضاء of Allah? So he says, ويحك إني أهرب من قضاء الله إلى قدر.
These guys are called fatalists.
Huh?
They're called fatalists.
So are you now saying that Mojiza is breaking قضاء?
No, no. So
Mojiza affects قضاء, not قدر. Is that the whole idea?
I am saying this qadr and qada, you have understood. Set rules, right? Kal sawari kai thai, when you see something happen, because you can't explain it, you say, khuda ni qada cha. Right? Khuda ni qada kita. If there are so many other options available to change this in the qadr of Allah, right? Now you understand it. How it? Mojizo. When it takes place, is it through the process, through this process? Is it through this process? Or does it override this system and have a totally new system? That is the question. Again, mojiza majuiche, when we look at a mojiza, we think that this is something that ordinary human beings cannot do. Right? Somebody, reviving the dead, something ordinary human beings cannot. So what exactly is the process? And the secret lies here. And the evidence is from the Quran. What Ayatollah Tabatabai believes, that mu'jiza follows the strict procedures of the system that Allah has created. Only there are certain things that are beyond our comprehension, certain things that we can identify but not do, like Quran. And he gives evidence from the Holy Quran. Let's look at the Quran.
I think whenever they did a miracle, they always used Idhnillah, the word Idhnillah.
Idhnillah is
there.
Right. Surah Al-A'raf, verse 53. Surah Al-A'raf, verse
53.
Surah Al-A'raf, verse 53. إن ربكم الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش. يغشي الليل النهار يطلبه حثيثا والشمس والقمر والنجوم مسخرات بأمره ألا له الخلق والأمر. له الخلق والأمر. What does that mean? How has it been translated?
The creation and the command.
And the command, right? So there is a difference between creation and command. Okay. If you look at
Allah doesn't mean verily, does it? It means it's like a question, is it not?
So
Allah is here.
It's not a question.
It's not. No. He is not the creation and command.
Allah lahul khalq.
Allah here means verily.
Yeah. Allah lahul mulk.
Mansi Allah here signifies the question.
Is it not? No. I know Alif. You were Alif is Alif al istifham that you're thinking about. Yeah. No. This one is Allah lahul khalq wal amr. He is emphasizing. Right. Now, open verse Mu'min, Al-Mu'min, Surah number 40. 40 is Al-Mu'min? Al-Mu'min 78. 40? 40. Yeah. Surah number 40, Al-Mu'min
78.
Most likely it might be 79. 78. Right. Wa ma kana. Are you in Surah Al-Mu'min verse 78? وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلًا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَصَصْنَا عَلَيْكَ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ لَمْ نَقْصُصْ عَلَيْكَ وَمَا كَانَ لِرَسُولٍ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ بِآيَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ قُضِيَ بِالْحَقِّ وَخَسِرَ هُنَالِكَ الْمُبْطِلُونَ. إِذَا جَاءَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ. So, a prophet could not bring forward a sign, ayah, or mu'jizah as you call it, إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, except with the permission of Allah. فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ, that means when presenting forward the sign, in that particular action, when Amrullah comes, قُضِيَ بِالْحَقِّ, then the true nature of the miracle takes place. Amrullah. And what is Amrullah? إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. So without which, that miracle cannot take place.
Coming back to that thing, nothing can happen without Allah's thing. Whether
fire, when you said the other day that this is a new system, is it actually a new system, or just Allah abandoning the system?
It's not Allah abandoning the system. Allah is using a set of portals which we don't know about.
Yeah, but why does He need to use a set of portals? Why does He need? Allah doesn't need the system.
Allah doesn't need the system.
No, but that's the beauty of it. He uses
it's sunnah Allah.
He uses conduits in the system which you don't know about.
No, but is that what you believe, or is that what it is?
I think it is.
It's not what we believe. It is the true nature. It is a reality.
No, no.
This is how Allah has created us.
No, we have a system which we can understand. We call it the laws of nature, physics, whatever. That's a system. Now, when Allah does this, is it, as Abbas says, there's another system, or is it that He says He just puts the systems aside? He says, I'm the one who created the system, I don't need to use it.
No. So the whole point is that He uses.
The whole point is, within the system, there are factors that He invokes that will override all this. The system is there. It will go through this. For example, I think of the Quran says, so let's get the example of the star of Musa.
Snake.
Right? He says, in normal life, physically, where the physics now? If this stick was to decay, right, become sand, right? This sand used to nourish some seeds, apple seeds, any fruits. These fruits grow. then a snake comes, eats the fruit, and then produces an offspring, right? Then that snake has the same cells, or at least shares some cells that are originally the stick. Now, you see the connection? The cells from the stick can decay, go into sand, sand into fruit, fruit into snake, snake into child, and that snake will be sharing the cells, or will be having the same cells that are there in the original stick. Now, that, he says, is a process that could take what? 100 years, 200 years? And Allah comes in and says, "Kun." So, what he believes is that every mu'jiza can be explained through a normal procedure. The only thing is that when Amrullah comes in, it is not Idhnullah as in something that he has said, this will happen. When Amrullah comes in, he makes these things faster or changes one or two things and says, "Now, this is what will happen." Ayatollah Tamatabai strongly believes that it is just a question of time. Right? Okay. Coming back to that question, is that miracle true? For example, Prophet Isa cured the sick. Right? If today by medicine we can cure the sick, but did Prophet Isa use medicine? So, today we have found the answer to that and we are using that, right?
He cured that leprosy, did he not? He didn't cure sick, he cured leprosy, didn't he?
Leprosy. That time, right, there was no medicine. You would just treat them by touching them. Now today, bring me somebody who can touch them and cure them. So, all these things that remains a miracle up to the day of judgment. Okay, whilst you can find other solutions, other factors to get the same action, what Prophet Isa used was something else to get the same action, to get the same effect. And therefore, mu'jiza is something that can be done, that can be explained, provided we believe that these things follow a normal procedure, and that in that procedure, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has his secret amr. By that amr, to override as far as time is concerned, and get the whole thing in a flash of sight, it will still follow the same system. Because when Allah creates a system, Sunnatullah, لَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا. You will not find anything that will change the Sunnah of Allah. And the Sunnah of Allah is a system in which He is created. The beauty of the miracle of the Holy Quran is that not only is that an evidence to prove the authenticity or rather the messengership of the Holy Prophet, right? But more than that, the miracle itself also talks and proves the message. Whereas all other miracles came just to prove the authenticity or rather the messengership of the Holy Prophet. Whereas the Holy Quran is both. It is a miracle to prove the messengership of the Holy Prophet, yet in the miracle itself, it contains proof of the evidence of the message.
It is the message.
Huh?
It is the message.
It is the message. Any questions?
Prophet Isa. Did the miracle happen at a particular time that God wanted to happen? Or could He do cure the sick all the time? Was it at particular moments when it was needed that He could do it as opposed to needed a capacity to do it all the time?
Prophet Isa had the
capacity.
Prophet Isa had the capacity to do it at all the time. The only thing is whether you would do it at all times or not. It's like the Holy Prophet. The Holy Prophet would not say anything until it was wahi from Allah. So that means that the Holy Prophet had everything in him, the ability, the potential, was there to do all those things. But he would only do them after following the instructions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Isa is a human being, or Prophet Musa is a human being, or Prophet Ibrahim is a human being. Had the powers potentially to do everything.
At all times.
But they would not do it until instructed by Allah.
जो आवर्ष इस वक्त मायदा माँ है माँ आज इसे ना
110
मायदा 110
एमा लुक एट हाउ मेनी टाइम्स गॉड जस्ट सेज
बिस्मिल्लाह
बिस्मी
मायदा 110 या
लाइक एवरीवेयर एवरी ट्वेंट टॉक्स अबाउट अ मिरेकल ही सेज बट दैट वाज माय परमिशन साइड
إذ أيدتك بروح القدس تكلم الناس في المهد وكهلا وإذ علمتك الكتاب والحكمة والتوراة والإنجيل وإذ تخلق من الطين كهيئة الطير بإذني فتنفخ فيها فتكون طيرا بإذني وتبرئ الأكمه والأبرص بإذني وإذ تخرج الموتى بإذني وإذ كففت بني إسرائيل عنك إذ جئتهم بالبينات فقال الذين كفروا There is nothing that can happen without his permission. But you must remember the other side of that aspect. So whilst it happened with his permission, with Allah's permission. He is clarifying here, it is not you who have done it, you have done it with my permission. But who has done it? You have done it. It is not like Prophet Isa al-Islam raised his hands, asked for prayers and it happened. There is a difference. The Prophet Isa al-Islam did not raise his hands and ask Allah, cure this person. And the person was cured. No. Allah is saying, you cured the person, but with my permission. And therefore, the person who performed the action is actually the Prophet. Prophet Isa or Prophet Musa. Right? It is not Allah has done it. Because that would be reducing the status of these prophets to an ordinary person to whom Allah says, "Da'uni, astajib lakum." Ask me. People tell Allah tells us ordinary people, you pray to me, ask from me, I will answer your prayers. So if Prophet Isa's prayers were answered only, I mean, if we say that his prayers were answered, then what is the difference between us and him when Allah has given this to everybody that you ask, he asks, we all ask, Allah will answer. By these particular actions, these prophets that have been mentioned by Allah actually performed the action, the deed, but with the permission of Allah
subhanahu
wa ta'ala.
Power to kill.
It's like today, I can do an action and grab the gun. Allah gives me the ability to.
Actually, in 114, there is an example of the Ma'idah itself.
Surah Al-Ma'idah?
Yeah, it's just further down. It's an example of Nabi Isa is actually asking Allah. So this is also a mu'jizah, which is this is asking Allah for a table full of.
Ahsan, thank you. Qala Isa ibn Maryam, Allahumma Rabbana anzil alayna ma'idatan min as-sama' takunu lana 'aydan li awwalina wa akhirina wa ayatan min. وَرْزُقْنَا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. This one he asks for it. Right? So there is a difference between him doing those miracles and him asking from Allah. Because in doing those miracles, he has done them himself. Allah has permitted it. Allah has given him the powers to do it. Now that comes back to that particular concept we were talking of. A human being can rise so high, right, to come close to Allah, to be similar to his attributes. If Allah is kind, we can be kind. If Allah is merciful, we can be merciful. Allah is generous, we can be generous. If Allah is knowledgeable, Allah knows everything, we can learn and know. Right? But to a certain limit. To what limit? Depends on who. How high can I go in every attribute of them? The hadith majid, man hafidha lillahi tis'a wa tis'auna ism. Right? Man hafidha hadha khalajan. Hadith majid. renowned hadith al-Qasim Majid, okay, if you, Allah has 99 names, if you memorize the names, you will go into Jannah. You know how many people have memorized names? There's so many people who have memorized the names. Will they enter Jannah? There is a deeper meaning to it. That every particular name is an attribute of Allah. And the closer we get in acquiring those attributes. So Nabi Isa alayhi salam, I remember when we were talking of takhalluq, if you remember that particular aspect, that when somebody is doing an action, suddenly the action becomes part of him. He and the action are inseparable. Right? تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ as the hadith goes. تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ is that you become part of the attributes of Allah in such a way that whenever somebody sees you, kya Allah is you, kya Khuda is you. Not in our day-to-day explanation. But even those angels can see kya Amanashina Khuda Amanashina. Because whatever he does reminds the angels of Allah. Same attributes of kindness, of merciful, of generosity, of, you name it, right? That is the khalaq of Allah, billah. And these prophets had that ability in them. They were practicing what the message they brought.
So isn't there this one that goes, that obey me and I will make you like me?
That is in,
I say kun fayakun and you also will say kun. Okay, yeah?
That is in Kalimatullah. It is not in the Quran. It is in Kalimatullah. Abdi ati'ni takunu mithli. Aqulu li shay kun fayakun, taqulu li shay kun fayakun. Right? Obey me. And I will make you like me. When I say something, be it becomes. You will tell something, be as you become. To attain that power of telling something be and it becomes is a gift from Allah that Allah is telling you.
Just obey me.
Obey me, not only ke wajibat karne muharramat chho. No. Obey me and even do all the mustahabbat and keep away from the makruhat. Right? Then you will see the path of light becoming much clearer. So now, you tell something be. Well, like the Taus on the somebody came to him and said, I said, Sukar, touch the pot, turn it to gold. I want that. I want money. This is like, I can make money. Not interested. Right? He had the power. Where did he get that power? These are scholars, I mean, you read their lives, you feel that these were people who have done something to be able to do those things. To be able to see in that way, to be able to convert things into... How did they do this?
The moral is the Nalnik is the power that someone doesn't need.
Huh? No. Someone who doesn't need the power. No. Someone who doesn't abuse the power.
No, I think once you get the power, you're above using it.
You're above using it, yeah. Yeah, please, only those people. You see, one thing we have to realize. When we say Qurbatan in Allah, when we say Qurbatan ila Allah, what do you understand? Qurbatan ila Allah. Sorry? For the pleasure of Allah? Is that the word Qurba? Nearness to Allah. Proximity. Right? And as soon as you can do it, you can have a bajma jaws.
But it's closer to the ideal that he wants us to be.
It is to resemble as much as he is. The more we resemble him, the closer we are. And
it's usually used for amal, worship,
qurbat ila Allah. No, qurbat ila Allah. Qurb ilahi is the ultimate goal. A perfect ideal mu'min believer is somebody who is closest to Allah. Closest not as in physical terms, ki aap close hain ya far se, but closest as in resemblance, ki this person is closest to Allah in that what Allah wants and what Allah represents, this person is represented. Right? Now how is that achieved? That is achieved through ibadat, through worshipping Him. to worship. How do we start worshipping him? That is achieved by knowing Allah first. You can't just worship somebody you don't know. So you start knowing. How do you know? By learning. And so on. This is a whole cycle. So we start learning to know him. We know to practice, to worship. Then we worship to get closer to him. Right. Any question with Mu'ajizah?
You said the miracle follows the qadr, but it's enhanced time-wise relative to what you know. So there is a possibility that some miracles in future can be made in the same way through those. Because the medicine aspect that Musa had the power to cure leprosy, we can do with medicine.
But we can't do it the same way he did.
Not the same way, but other ways through some other factors.
That is
so that is possible. In future, there may be other.
In other ways.
In other ways.
Not in the same way.
So they are. Human beings can do those things.
That's what Ayatollah Khamenei maintains.
Right.
This has followed a natural process. Right? But it has been done in a manner that only requires a secret ingredient, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That is known to Allah.
That is known to Allah.
What about raising the dead? That would be possible. Raising the dead.
Because God already can do it.
No, but this implies man can do it through some other means.
Maybe not follow.
There must be some process in nature. All of this is nature. It just is made very, very quickly. Without all the extra
processes. No, it's not just quickly. I mean,
without the extra factors involved.
Well, there's not just time. There's also energy. There's also space.
Yeah, so
some of these have been suspended. Is I think the point I was trying to make before, that some of the natural processes have been suspended, as opposed to another process.
Hmm.
If someone was dead, their soul is out of their body. That's not oxygen. Someone suspended
is
their soul out of their body.
When I first used to study miracle, I thought of the suspension of physical laws.
Fire annihilation.
Fire is supposed, the qaza of fire is, he changed the qaza of the fire. Did you know?
So what did he do?
He made it cold, so he burning him, it was cold for him.
Or he could have changed him.
But it was with Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, so Amrullah,
the command of Allah.
I wasn't American.
You know, what we were saying there was the qaza always remains the same. Right? The qadr is changeable. The fire always burns, right?
Baba
Shaykh. Fire burns nothing.
Because Amrullah remains. Amrullah can change things or not?
Fire wasn't a miracle, was it?
These things were done by him, right? They have the powers to do it, but not all miracles are performed by them first, right? Prophet Ibrahim, which I learned here, Allah intervened, and Allah gave a command to the fire, do not burn.
There was another command here,
right? So that is what we are talking here, Amrullah. And that is the Quran verse that says, فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ Because Amrullah is something we cannot evoke. Right? The prophets can. And Allah can. And إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ.
Essentially, Amrullah can supervene and supersede all physical causes.
Effects,
all causes and effects. Essentially, for example, the case of Nabi Ibrahim, the birth life, so the reversal of the first time.
was a change.
What it is,
this process of resurrection, we may not have experienced this world. Is there not going to come a time when we should get there? How is it going to happen? It's going to happen. You believe it, I believe it, do we not? So that particular way in which we are all going to be resurrected.
Star Trek transporter system.
The people are being transported, their elements are all merged, but then they come out the other side the way they were identified tank initially. Four birds were,
as I understand it, the four birds were slaughtered, then their parts were joined, and then they
were separate places.
And then
the parts joined and they mixed.
Minced.
Yeah, minced. Mixed. They have a wing, and they have a beak, and they have a beak. Beak to kiss America.
Beak with
America. See, every bird that came gave them the wrong beak. The bird would not take it, so he gave the right. That was the ending process. So the whole thing was, then he called them, hey, think of magnetic attraction or something like that. Very good. Something brought them together. I mean, as a human being who died in this, prophets were killed inside trees, you know how they were killed. They were cut, right? How are they going to be resurrected? Allah says even these fingerprints are going to be resurrected. Yeah?
Within the system.
You see, if we don't understand the system, we are coming to learn a lot of these things, right? By our enhanced knowledge of technology and physical knowledge and all that. But there is a lot we do not understand. But we know enough to know. See, all these together. And therefore, whatever is hidden here also has a role to play. Like
thanks.
That's a very important question.
Sure.
What about the original creation?
Original creation of Adam.
Of everything. Any, the person to be created.
What came first? The chicken or the egg? The egg?
No.
In the beginning. In the beginning there was light.
That was the beginning of the system. Predictions are contained therein, part of knowledge, ilm is there, balagha is there, eloquence, language is there, history of prophets and mankind is there. All these are different aspects of the miracle that is contained there, right? So I'm not going to go into there. What we will do is we will continue and inshallah head on for the famous verse of Baqarah, which is verse number 30. So before we do that, just let's recite what is in there and pick on a few things which may be interesting as you go along. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse 23, Surah Al-Baqarah. وَإِنْ كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِنْ مِثْلِهِ وَادْعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. That is the verse of the miracle. فَإِلَّمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فاتقوا النار التي وقودها الناس والحجارة للكافرين. So if you are not able to do it, then you will never be able to do it. Right? This is one of the predictions of the Quran. That nobody will ever be able to bring to the world to come up with something like the Holy Quran. فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ. Then, very heavy words. فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ, beware of the fire. الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ. The fuel of which is that? Is human beings and stones. However, وَقُود in Arabic is fuel. A pure fuel. Fuel that will burn, the fuel that will ignite. You see, however, if we try and visualize, okay, how is it going to be? We will go on the day of judgment and then we will say, ah, okay, we are bad people, so take them to fire of Jahannam. Here it says that fire of Jahannam, which is fueled, waqood. There is waqood and there is waqood. There is a difference between waqood and there is a difference between waqood. Wow, fatkaja. Right? Waqood is that which continuously burns. Right? And you only add, like wood and charcoal. Waqood is something that is used to start the fire. Like stone. Allah, stone, Allah, stone is nothing like that. That means, human beings are going to be used, they will burst in flames. That will be the time. Ayatollah Prabhupada strongly maintains, he believes, okay, Jannat and Jahannam is not like there is a huge garden and you will enter into it. Right? He believes that our actions will determine, and our status there, our state rather, there, will be our Jannat. And therefore when it comes to Jahannam, it is not like there is a fire and we will be pushed into it. It will be, okay, we will start burning ourselves immediately. And the intensity of the fire will be based on our actions. But see, all those, you know, snakes and scorpions and all that, there will be a place. Nothing like there won't be a place. There will be a place. But it's not like there's a huge lake of fire in your pushkar. As you get closer to it, you start burning and so on.
Isn't there one word that they will be cast headlong into the fire? There are verses that as they are casted into the fire, they will be asked, did you not get a warning? Can I go first? Head first into the fire.
Is it a physical fire or is it a state?
No, it's physical.
Because some Muslims believe it's a state, and they say that's why when it says it'll be worse than any fire you've ever known, because it'll be the state that you're in.
See, there's no discrepancy, there's no inconsistency. It will be all fire and worse than you can ever imagine. Right?
No, but they're saying that it's actually not a physical fire, it's actually the state of your ruh or your soul, which will be so far away from Allah that it will be worse than that fire.
But I believe a lot in spiritual.
That's
yeah. He believes that spiritual and punishment is spiritual.
I mean, it's like Jannah, for example, right? It's the nearest of it's about gardens. Big deal. If you don't like gardens, what happens? You know, not everybody likes gardens, but it's not a physical garden.
You also believe
you like it, really.
No, I'm saying, you know what I'm saying. It's not like green and grass and guy comes along, mows the lawn and stuff like that.
It's lovely.
But that's what I'm saying. He's saying it's not material.
He strongly believes that the fire of hell and all that will not be as we imagine. But I can understand. I have to look up those verses. There are verses. Surat Al-Waqi'ah, I'm
saying.
There will be physical pain and physical pleasure. The joys of getting into Jannah. What I also don't understand, and I thought of this question, hum fiha khalid, right? They are in it. In that state, probably. Right? Dakhal al Jannah. Dakhal is to enter, right? So to enter denotes a physical process of going into. But this is at this particular part, right? He might go into deeper meaning when it comes to those other verses, which we shall see later, inshallah. Let's go to the next verse. وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ كُلَّمَا رُزِقُوا مِنْهَا ثَمَرَةً مِنْ ثَمَرَةِ الرِّزْقَ قَالُوا هَذَا الَّذِي رُزِقْنَا مِنْ قَبْلُ وَأُتُوا بِهِ مُتَشَابِهًا وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا أَزْوَاجٌ مُطَهَّرَةٌ وَهُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ.
فيها خالدون is not a big problem. Can't
hear
it. Yeah, they can be in that state forever, right? Even dakhla is not a problem.
Can you enter into that state?
Olu, jetami headlong jasa fire.
Pakhudu, olu.
Nek chiek ki etane jai nak tare kusse ki etane koi jesno kaiwa koi etane want karo.
Yeah. Ijaitan raya. Kulla ma dakhalu kuma. O kuma tu. Salat ukhta.
Salat. Alam.
Look at this verse, 20.
Nazir, okay.
Verse number 25. There is one question that I think he should ask. Let me see who asks. One particular question. Read the translation properly. Which one?
The one about we have seen something like it before.
Yeah.
We
have discussed that. Discussion? No. We discussed it, yeah? Discuss it.
That's where the spiritualists use their argument.
Yeah.
To say that, you know, those people who achieve, like you say, they come near to Allah, that even when they have money, they don't need it. They've achieved that nearness to Allah, where they are completely satisfied.
No, if you are given as well.
The verse here is that every time they are granted a fruit from the heaven, they say this is what we have been given from before.
Purified spouse mother, I'm making a heart, I'm a melody. Something like that. No?
Spouses.
No, but we discussed that it is not the same. It is only similar.
This is exactly what we were given from before.
But its nature is different. They have misunderstood nature.
Its form is different.
No, its form is recognizable. Its asliyat.
That's what he said last.
The initial experience of it is, yeah, we have seen this, so we have had this, it looks similar,
but similar.
Its
form.
Nature is different.
Yeah, we said Lahir and Batin, yeah. Remember the deeds that you do here, are the Lahir, the effect itself is immediate, which is the Batin that you don't see just now. But when you see there, you will see the effect, right? And you can see the deed as well, yeah, this is because of this particular deed. So whatever they are given, this is what they have been given the opportunity to do before.
They will just say this, seemingly not seeming grateful for what they have been given.
No, this is not seeming grateful.
No.
This is being extremely grateful. You understand? It is not like being ungrateful. It is like being grateful. You know, this is something that we had before. This is what we wanted.
Purified spouses, what's all that about?
Huh?
What's all that about?
Azwaj mutahhar.
I mean, what's the... Why would you need spouses?
Why do you need spouses?
Here, yeah, but why there?
I think these are those kind of characters.
These are the... Like Allah says in the following verse, He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَحِي أَنْ يَضْرِبَ مَثَلًا مَا بَعُودَةً فَمَا فَوْقَهَا. All this explanation, Jashir, Jannah, Jahannam, the concepts that are explained, are all in the form of examples. So that these things are brought closer to your ability to comprehend. We can otherwise not comprehend truly what is the nature, the state of affairs there. We can't. To bring it closer to our comprehension, Allah has to give it some physical form that we can understand.
Using words that we know.
So when he wants to talk of pleasure, he talks of those things that are pleasurable to us and say, this is what it is. When he talks of pain, he talks of those things that are painful to us now. This is pain.
So right? That against the spiritualist argument.
In fact, that argument holds strong, very, very strong. Because otherwise it is difficult to think that you will go parallel into this world. From this world you go on to another world that is parallel, that is not higher above. Right? Because you are promised things that are not very different from what you have in this world. Gardens. If you have money, you can get gardens here. Right? You can have rivers flowing in your gardens. All these things are something that are explained in the physical form. Right? So we are not supposed to go on the same planet. We are supposed to go higher. And therefore there are different things out there. But to bring it down to this level, these are pleasures, these are pains. If you go away from this, you get cold.
That's an example explaining to obey in the womb what a motor car is. Have you heard that?
No.
You explain to obey, if you could communicate with a baby in a womb, to explain to it what a motor car is, you would say that this motor car, when it moves, it makes a sound like a heartbeat. Because the baby can hear and relate to heartbeat.
Okay.
And you say, to make it move, it is powered by water, because the baby is floating in water. Yet when it grows up and understands the reality, when it comes to this world, it realizes that there is a similarity, yet there is a difference. That you have used the concept it could understand to explain to fuel, petrol and engine.
Engine, noise of engine, like heartbeat.
The other word is called forever. How forever is forever? Because someone else in the Quran, Allah says, and eventually everything will be annihilated, including Jahannam, everything, except the face of Allah.
No, that is before Qiyamah.
That is before Qiyamah.
It said before Qiyamah,
yeah, not after it.
Not after it.
Because maybe that is a finite thing, however long it is.
That is a finite thing, sir. In that sense, yeah, everything will be annihilated.
Yeah.
Right? That means everything will cease existing. No life form, apart from the power of Qiyamah. Right? So only him. Now, how long that will be, nobody knows. It can be a day, it can be a split of a second, it can be, you know.
But it's before Qiyamah.
Then after Qiyamah, then that will die. Because once there is a resurrection, where even angels will be resurrected, right? Then that will die and there will be no death. That is the truth.
Yeah, but there was this argument I was having with someone, ki maine ke it's not fair ki hame 40 varsh ke badle mein hame eternal damnation mile 50 varsh mein in exchange for 60 70 years of disobedience we get eternal damnation. That doesn't seem a fair bargain.
Is eternal used for
قرآن کے اندر خالدی نصیحہ ابدا جہنم وقتے ہو رہے تم آئے تو کچھ نہیں چلے آئے الذين كفروا اولياءهم الطاغوت
اولئك اصحاب النار
من النور لظلمات اولئك
اصحاب النار
هم فيها
بيجامه
ابدا شيء
Well, this is the point we made, that, you know,
that is a very, very long price to pay.
Then there's dinner in 40
minutes. There's even life imprisonment is 25 years.
And then you get out of there. But dinner in 40 minutes, something there, which says that to sort of purify yourself in this world, the equivalent of ridding yourself of impurities in this world, it would take whatever, it takes lots of tens of years, so many times over, it's to be purified in the hereafter. So for example, in Barabbas, if you have to be purified, it's a lot easier to do it in this world, say it would take 10 years or whatever, whereas hereafter, that equivalent will be 100 years, for example. Is that
The time scale, there is a time scale. One took him, it's opposite as far as time goes. Yeah, one day is going to be 50,000 years here. Right? Interesting question. Right, let's finish a few verses that we can browse through and then come to the more interesting one. إن الله لا يستحي أن يضرب مثلا ما بعوضة فما فوقها فأما الذين آمنوا فيعلمون أنه الحق من ربهم وأما الذين كفروا فيقولون ماذا أراد الله بهذا مثلا يضل به كثيرا ويهدي به كثيرا وما يضل به إلا الفاسقين. This is Allah has employed the practice of giving examples, and He does not like إن الله لا يستحي. Right? Does not hesitate in giving examples of ba'udha fama fawqaha. Ba'udha is a mosquito. Fama fawqaha means beyond that. Now beyond that is bigger than it or smaller than it is debatable. It can mean smaller, it can mean bigger, depending on what you...
I can do anything more insignificant.
Insignificant.
So more insignificant. Anything more...
Anything more?
No, anything is the word he has used, but more insignificant bracket money.
Ah, exactly. Fama fawqaha, more. Anything more. Now, whether it is bigger or smaller is not the question. Right? فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا those who have brought faith, فَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّا الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَيَقُولُونَ مَاذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِهَذَا مَثَلًا يُضِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَيَهْدِ بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَمَا يُضِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ الَّذِينَ يَنْقُضُونَ عَهْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مِيثَاقِهِ وَيَقْطَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَنْ يُوصَلَ وَيُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Right. This is just explaining that all these, mind you, a lot of things that come in the Holy Quran that may appear to us like a story, that may appear to us like a reality, is in actual fact Allah's way of conveying concepts, of conveying ideas, right? At times He uses examples, at times He uses stories. We'll come to some more explanation later.
I mean, what does He refer to here?
He is referring to... وَيَقْطَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَنْ يُصَلَ. Okay, Allah had ordered you to keep it joined and you are breaking it. And that is referring to Silat al-Rahm. Right? Silat al-Rahm. Allah has ordered us to keep our relations with parents, with brothers, with sisters, with children. Right? And here are people who want to break off that relationship. So, يَقْطَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَنْ يُصَلَ. So, what Allah says, they do the opposite. Right? وَيُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. They are the people who went to the sun. I mean, we have in Islam, that your motto is 18, 20, 25, there is still the sun, there is still that relationship, there is still that bond that has to be maintained. Whereas people say, okay, nah, after 18 he's free, he should move out of house and go and develop his own life and so on. So what Allah has ordered to be maintained, these people are cutting off and going their own ways. That's what it is. كيف تكفرون بالله وكنتم أمواتا فأحياكم ثم يميتكم ثم يحييكم ثم إليه ترجعون. I won't take 10 minutes of this, but this verse has to be understood. How do you disbelieve in Allah when Allah has, when you are in fact dead and Allah gave you life, ثم يميتكم ثم يحييكم ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. What are the phases of life? كُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا. Allah says you were dead. فَأَحْيَا.
Does that mean you didn't exist or you were dead?
That is the question. Okay. Surah Al-Mu'min, get back to Surah Al-Mu'min. 48.
Abbas Ibn Iskari.
Huh?
Abbas Ibn Iskari. He knew everyone of
them. Oh, by the way, Abbas Ibn Salam is a sheikh.
Yeah. Has he got an email collection?
No, not yet. He's got a telephone number. Verse 11. Surah 40, verse 11. قالوا ربنا أمتنا اثنتين وأحييتنا اثنتين.
Twice you made us die and twice you made us live.
Is it that necessary? Now, think of the understanding we have of life and death. How many deaths can you count? One.
You'll be dead once when you die and you're buried here.
If you die twice, you've got to live twice.
No, but death is the beginning.
No, that means you must have been living, right?
No, but you said something before.
Huh?
We're going to die now, in this world. Okay?
So you made us die.
Between Barzakh and Kiyama, everything will die, including Malaika and Kullu.
But there are three lives. This is not
non-existent.
If you made us die twice, then we must have been living three times.
What comes first, life or death? What comes first, life or death?
I mean, he says twice, so I suppose it's double death. So
that's
there is a mathematical problem.
Verse 11 of Surah Al-Mu'min clearly says that you gave us life twice and you made us die twice. First of all, there is a difference between maut and iman. Right? Imatatun and modun. Modun is a stage of death, okay? It's a description to add. It's a death, yeah? Death. Imata is to be killed, or to Allah, when He gives us death, that is called imata. Now we say, amattana tinadi. You gave us death twice. Right?
You made us die.
You made us die. So that means, before imata there is hayat. Mathematically, the Quran says you gave us two lives. And you give us two lives.
So what are these two deaths? You die at the end?
What is the second
death?
What's the first life?
No,
hang on. No. This is our creation. Right?
Is that when you were born?
Yeah. That's right. This life.
Okay.
Then you gave us death one.
Okay.
You gave us another life.
Which is in Barzakh, please.
You gave us another death.
Which is after Barzakh.
And then you gave us.
Well, maybe that's not life.
That is why the verse of Surah Mu'min number 11 is used to describe this verse of Surah Al-Baqarah. In Surah Al-Baqarah, remember it starts with kuntum amwatan fa ahyaynakum. But the more confusing thing is that word, thumma ilayhi turja'un, which means between them something is up. That is why thumma is finished. Sometime. Right? Barzakh is actually opportunity. Marjaya Bashiruch, Bashitanjayash is a curse. You know, there is eternal life, there is not eternal life. Barzakh itself, and the best evidence given that look, here you have deeds. Right? You do actions. Al-yawm amal wala hisab. Wa ghadan, that is here, hisab bila amal. What about here? You know what happens in Barzakh? You have no amal, but you can get thawb. Here you can't get thawb. Here everything puts on, everything, no sawab, no punishment, punishment means no more forthcoming. But yeah, there are certain deeds you may have done here that you continue getting the sawab here, that shows that this is a transition phase to the this one also. Where you do not, you can't physically do something, but yet receive rewards for deeds you may have done in your life or somebody else is doing it for you.
Guna ima laita.
Absolutely. But that's enough.
Guna ima.
You see, man sannana sunnatan hasana falahu thawabuha wa thawabu man amila fiha ila yawm al-qiyamah. Right? Somebody who starts a good tradition will get the thawab of that tradition and the thawab of those who act on that tradition up to the day of judgment. Woman sannana sunnatan sayyi'a فَلَهُ عِقَابُهَا وَعِقَابُ مَنْ عَمِلَ بِهَا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Right? So somebody who sets up or sets precedent of a bad thing will get its punishment and punishment of everyone who does according to that until the judgment. That's why I say, I mean, when we start something, when we decide on doing anything, at a community level especially, right? Because we are setting a precedent to reach thousands of people in the long run as we elongate it. Time. So many people will be doing it. You set up a precision. If that precision is wrong, there is a downside. You will be remembered for it. So, you start. Person who does that will also be asked. Could you think about it? Right? But at the same time, you started something that tempted or that pushed a person down the road. That created circumstances that were conducive for him to fall into the trap. And then he was doing it much. Aje kaine kaine, you think about Imam Ali al-Islam's hadith, the very famous hadith of when it comes to money, that how ironic it is that a person spends his life saving money, right? Passes it to children. His children do things haram and the person will punish the grave. Why? Because he has prepared for them the tools with which to deal with it. And so, this barzakh is aligning itself with that. There's a transition between here and then. The best evidence is, like I said, continuous, right? But there are differences, you cannot physically do it.
In this barzakh also your veil is lifted. Like Rasulullah was talking to that man, they can see more clearly and hear more clearly than we can hear.
Of course. Barzakh in India, you see, like I said, it is different from this world and it is different from this world. It has some similarities from this world, it has some from this world. Barzakh ma, people will come to our houses, people we love. I mean, when we die, we will be going to our houses.
What he says, some very interesting things. He says that the ruh, arwah, will meet each other. They will have discussions, meetings. They will be talking to each other. They will be having like social gatherings.
They will recognize each other. They will be able to, and they will transgress beyond their world to come to our world physically. Physical form, but they will actually be coming to our houses, their own houses. No, it doesn't necessarily mean that you will come to know everything.
You will learn the fruit, you will see the promise.
You will see. No, what you will see is the fruits given to people who learned the Holy. Right? You will never be able to be like them. I say, for example, you see a person who is higher than you, Jannah. Why has he gone higher? It's because he has been able to put into practice, learn more about Islam. So you will be able to see the results of the difference, but you will never experience the difference in him.
Also, there is a tremendous frustration because there is no direct intervention you can have anymore. Your book of actions, personal actions are finished.
Physical actions are finished.
Your personal intervention.
All you do is you go there to long, near relative, che koi fatiha pare che koi yaad kare che, you know that kind of thing. Actually, hadith ma che ki the arwah from barzakh will be going to the house of their relatives every Thursday night.
Yeah.
Every Thursday. Right? And ask for something. Che koi che. Madal al-Akhra, Shaykh Abbas al-Qumi says in the book, ki ek alim came in the dream of another alim. I told him, okay, when you give the food to a dog, right, remember us. We are in need of it. Right? We are in need of even that. Because at that time, we will need every little bit that we know we cannot get ourselves. We rely on our friends and friends. Thank you.
But we will be able to meet with each other. It's very interesting. I used to think Barzakh is a place where you
each other in that state. We will be able to meet each other in this world.
Like I transport myself in a dream to somebody who is alive and tell him, Jamal Kandit.
Sivai Khudani Rajat.
Khudani Rajat Tishak.
You can ask anything like that.
Absolutely. Khudani Rajat Tishak and things have happened like Kola. What did you mean? This one does not come after that. Ahyaitana, right? Ahyaitana is ihya. Ihya is from that. So this first one is not considered ihya. The verse of the Holy Quran is ihya. Ahyaitana, and ihya is to give life from that. Right? And therefore, he is only talking of this, 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 and this. And this is assumed now, status we have now. So on that day when we come here to him, we will say, Amattana atnatayna wa ahyaytana. Right?
Can I ask you one question? It doesn't sound like blasphemy, but when a child is born, Allah gives it a soul, a ruh. Allah gives it life. Right? What happens now with science when we create human beings? I mean, I can say to a point that at a certain point, that human being will be given a soul, but before that happens, stop. I'm going to have a cup of tea. I'll come back, then it will happen. I'm the one who's leading the... When it's going to happen, it's in my control.
No.
I can stop it. It'll happen when I decide when it happens, and not before I'm...
We're doing...
Cloning. No, cloning. It'll be done in the next 5 years. We'll make human beings. So the point is, how does that justify? Because it doesn't seem reasonable.
But
even now you can see the...
Yeah, in cloning you can't do that. It gets ready, it's ready. You don't just initiate it.
Freeze the whole process until when you want it to happen. And wait for it. Wash the 99 back, not come back.
In cloning machine, we have to really learn the whole process. Okay, what you're saying may not be exactly so, as you put it here.
Right.
The cloning in the end, you will find even the Maharaja. The Maharaja has refused and declined to give a fatwa yet because nobody has given them a clear cut process of what cloning is. Right? Mm-hmm. I show you a book that was written by a doctor here, Arabic was here. This book was on describing the process of cloning. Right? Arabic, Aki books. The whole process of cloning and what happened, scientifically and all that. He sent it to two Maharaja. And one said yes and one said no. Right? Now, the reason is, reading the book, I find it is very vague and fuzzy. Both of the Maharaja have given a ruling, a moralic, or moral ruling, is not good, is not good. But until we find out the details, I'm not sure what the fatwas will mean.
One of the greatest doubts about
details are very clear. People just don't know how to do it, but they understand exactly how it works.
But nothing
happened. This time, they've done it with animals, and the only reason they're not doing it with human beings is because the government's not allowing them.
Yeah,
Now places in people like Korea, they're saying, we're going to do it. What are you going to do? The Koreans have already started. Within 2 years or something, they'll have the first human clone.
Yeah, well, if they have a human clone, the question is, will that clone have your experience?
It's not, no, not about experience. I'm talking about the soul. I'm talking about that soul. The human being we can make. The soul, Allah brings.
Yeah, it's coming back to the thing. You've got
the soul may not be there.
Well, that's the question. Can there be a human being without a soul?
Animals don't have souls.
What about a human being?
A clone can also be an aborted
creature. No, we're talking about a human being that lives. No, we're talking about a human being that lives. Who will make a clone in the next few years? That's going to happen.
If there was an ethical problem, it would happen now, right now.
The only ethical in the world is different kind of stuff. But in other places, you don't do it.
Now they all brought back, so they had a second chance.
So, we talk about this again in 2 years, yeah, after it happened, and after the event.
Obviously. Or we can talk about it now. The facts point to it.
But those are exceptions. One or two.
Yeah, what about the person?
One or two are
exceptions. Probably it's evident for the other people to see that he was a prophet. But what about the person himself? What happened to him? Did he judge differently?
And a lottery lady.
Yeah, there are many examples. Prophet Isa never died, right?
Yeah. No, but that's because he's a prophet. I'm part of the people that he brought him back, the prophet is dead.
Yeah, he brought back. There was another community of people who brought back Yasin. Abhi Musa died over there many years. Mount of Pajera, the Khuda ne jua over there many years.
Are they
just differently for two lives or three lives?
Those are exceptions. I think this is a general verse.
Yeah, this is a very, very isolated thesis. Okay, are the verses spread out? What are you
Next time, next week we start.